I'm J-Dub Justin Richardson, and live at the top of this broadcast, I'd like to make an apology. Last week, we had some statements that were made by somebody, and I'd like to make a promise to the Working Perspective News podcast people, listeners, that I will never and not take another sip of alcohol until the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapses and drops into the bay. Solemnly swear.
Justin?
Yeah?
That bridge collapsed 5 days ago.
All right, start the show.
Control and hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge harder than Ray Rice walloped his girlfriend in that hotel elevator.
On exiting that party, I decided to steal someone's marijuana and bowl by making a loud noise, yoink, as I took it and walked out the door.
In other news, Sean Puffy Combs has been cast as a villain in the newest DC movie. He'll be playing the character, the Diddler. Hello and welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied by Liam Reese, Mikey Medigan, and Justin Richardson. On this show, we'll be bringing you the internet's juiciest news stories and reporting on everything from an Outback Steakhouse minor discrepancy to New York City's contaminated water supply and a bridge that's come down. We're going to head to Liam Reese with entertainment news, who's going to give us the latest on the repercussions of comedy. Liam, what's the scoop?
Speaking of public apologies, Stephen Colbert and WPP News' own Justin J. Dub Richardson are in hot water for jokes made about Kate Middleton and the royal family. After both jokes made about Middleton's disappearance, news broke of her diagnosis. Colbert appeared remorseful and offered an apology, while Richardson has trouble recollecting the jokes and offers no such apology. Even so, Colbert has been receiving backlash via news articles and social media due to his apology sounding disingenuous. J-Dub, on the other hand, has drawn the ire of YouTube commenters. Our society needs a serious education in appropriate and boundaries. Be kind, 418 said. Stop using her for selfish clicks, said another. In response, Colbert said he's determined not to make light of someone's tragedy. When WPP Entertainment caught up with J-Dub Justin Richardson, he was asked if he had any comment on the joke during the segment last week. His response was simply, what segment last week? I was able to uncover show notes from Richardson's office, but the only discernible notes were my serene terp jotted in barely legible handwriting. Stay tuned, folks, because I am quite sure we will have more on this story later. I'm Liam Reese, WPP News Entertainment.
Thank you for that, Liam. I, for one, would like to apologize to absolutely nobody. This comedy's great. All right. Thank you for that, Liam. I would like to keep it moving. We're going to head to Mikey Medigan, who's up, well, he's in the Uper state, and he's got a story that'll knock you silly. Mikey Medigan, what's the story?
I'm here on site, on scene in Livonia, Michigan, at an Outback Steakhouse where they serve more than subpar steaks. A 12-year-old, Mikhail Kruten, was attending his family's bi-monthly trip to Outback Steakhouse, where he ordered his usual, a favorite, virgin daiquiri. But once he sipped the drink, he noticed an odd taste. But like the party animal he is, he took a few more large gulps before feeling woozy. Now, no one in his dork family drinks except for Grandma. So they slid the drink to Grandma, which she could neither confirm or deny the taste or presence of alcohol. They said it had booze when they went back to the bartender, who revealed the slip. When they asked the waitress, she then comped their meal like the classy steakhouse Outback is. Now, the family, when I followed up with the family, I asked and they denied claims of young Mikhail asking for cigs and challenging his father to a so-called fair one on the ride home. But did say Mikhail slept great, but woke up feeling like welcome to life, young Mikhail. I'm Michael Medigan. Back to the studio.
Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. My suggestion for that Outback Steakhouse is next time, don't serve the shrimp on the Barbie. Great stuff. Let's keep it moving. We're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's going to follow up with the Big Diddy. J-Dub, what's the story?
Question tonight is, where is Puff Daddy? He apparently escaped to Antigua when the plane was pulled over. He wasn't on the plane. He has a drug mule, former Syracuse National men's basketball player, running drugs for him. Cuba Gooding Jr., who's still in the character of Radio, which is odd, but still going on, is in and part of the scene, and we don't know what's going on. And I ask, if you're going to go to a city that does, or country that does not extradite you, where would you go? I could tell you, for one, Vatican City, chilling out with the Pope. They won't kick you back to America. And if you want to like get into like little boy stuff, I mean, there's not a better place other than Epstein Island to go. It's prime real estate. Now, you also have Armenia, which does have some pretty bad broads. You have Bahrain. You have North Korea, but that's a little tricky to like get in and out, but they won't send you back. It's important. So I don't know where Puffy is, but I will be following this story closely, because when he lands and when we find him, I want to know what he's up to. Matthew, back to you.
In other news, Sean Puffy Combs has been cast as a villain in the newest DC movie. He'll be playing the character The Diddler. classic stuff. Very good. Thank you for that, Justin Richardson. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to Liam Reese, who's got the latest on the water supply for the Big Apple. Liam, what's the scoop?
A deceased man's body was found in Rochester, New York's water supply reservoir and gone unnoticed for an entire month. The remains were pulled from the city's drinking supply around 8 a.m. Tuesday morning. The body was found during a routine check of the Highland Park Reservoir by the Bureau of Water. The city immediately drained the reservoir and a water boil advisory was issued, forcing schools to shut down. It should be noted, the person found somehow did not set off any heat or motion detectors and was not spotted by any employees that were working the grounds at the time. Either way, 2 days later, the mayor, Malik Evans, has assured residents the water is safe to drink. Officials claim the reservoir is inspected daily. But I mean, I guess in the mayor's defense, if the decomposed body was going to get his residents sick, it probably would have happened during the 30 days it was there. Still, I think to be on the safe side, you might want to grab a couple jugs of Deer Park or something if you live out that way. I'm Liam Reese, and that's what's in your water, Rochester, New York.
Thank you for that, Liam. When asked, the dead body said that that's the best place he could find in New York for that price. Go ahead, Justin.
Yo, dead people are like 75% water anyway. What's it matter?
Not you. You're like 75% alcohol.
That's all staying in. All right, let's keep it moving. We're going to head to Mikey Medigan, who's got the story on not London Bridge falling down, but somewhere else. Mikey Medigan, what's the story?
On site, on scene, in beautiful Baltimore, where the Dolly container ship carrying 10,000 20-foot containers and weighing over 250 million pounds lost control and hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge harder than Ray Rice walloped his girlfriend in that hotel elevator. Now, that hit, which caused that broad to go unconscious and this 47-year-old steel bridge to collapse in the 50-foot-deep waters below. 8 people were instantly missing, with one being found in the chilly waters of the harbor, 2 others found dead in a submerged and trapped vehicle, pinned down by debris. The rescue efforts have now been suspended, sadly, and the others presumed dead. The federal government stepped in and said they will pay for a new bridge, which will apparently be named the Ray Lewis Memorial Bridge in case it decides to take any more innocent lives. I, Michael Medigan, am going to go see if Amsterdam is real and see if I can have a good time and maybe, you know, jump in the water a little bit and help these fellas out. Michael Medigan, WPP News. Back to you, Matthew.
Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. I'll tell you, I haven't seen a collapse like that in Baltimore since the 4th season of The Wire. let's keep it moving. We're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's going to get us the latest on some local news. Jalen Dub, what is the story?
In local news, I have an issue with a particular person in which you are familiar with, the one Brian Dahl. I don't know if you're acquainted or familiar with. Years ago, I had accompanied him along with to a visit with his college. We were taken to a party which we were kicked out of. Upon exiting that party, I decided to steal someone's marijuana and bowl by making a loud noise, yoink, as I took it and walked out the door. Now, I thought that was funny, and it was for a very long time. Fast forward to this last weekend. I saw him and the accompanying persons whose party it was. He told the story as if it was funny. Hey, remember this thing that happened? And now she became aware that I was one said thief. That being aware of, that is not only snitching, it is also way past the statute of limitations. Now, this person requested that I refund her. I not only say, fuck you, I also publicly say, fuck you again. I'm not paying you back. Theft is theft. You got. Not my problem. Should have figured it out at least within the last year of limitations. Matthew, back to you.
Thank you for that, Justin Richardson. And I completely agree. F that person in her A. She's dumb and stupid and got her weed took.
But is she hot?
Yeah, is she hot?
I mean, she was hotter then.
And with inflation, what are you going to pack a one hitter and give it to her?
I mean, weed's also gotten so much better since then.
If it was a chick at a college, that was the dirtiest dirt you've ever dirted.
And she
in
probably
your
didn't
life.
Even pay for it if it was a chick.
100%
at college.
Did not. Yep.
It was on the bookshelf as we're getting pushed out the door.
Yeah. And did you make the yoink noise?
I audibly said yoink.
Then it's yours.
Null and void.
Right, right. That belongs to you then. So her argument's null and void because you did yoink it.
I do have one last comment, Matthew, before I do go. Mikey Medigan, where did you get that babushka? Where did you get that hat?
Yo, shout out to Q Mart, yo. This is going tough.
It's beautiful.
Wow. You did. Hey, you sacrificed. I love it.
Show.
Love the sacrifice for the show. Speaking of sacrificing for the show, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle. Coming by Jalen Dub, Justin Richardson, Liam Lachmise-Reese, and Mikey Medigan. In case you're wondering, you find all our stuff and all our content on all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workingperspectives@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. Thanks. See ya.